Joining us now in the studio, Robert Hutchings. He's Dean of the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin. And he's also former chairman of the U.S. National Intelligence Council, among many other tasks in Washington. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Many people saying that there could be quite profound political implications as a result of this. How do you read the situation?
Well, I think that's exactly right. We still don't know much of the details. This will unfold in the next days. But what is clear is that the crisis in Ukraine, provoked by Russia, is beginning to have wider ramifications. And a Russia that was being a problem mainly to its own citizens is now becoming a regional and global problem.
Given that no one's claiming responsibility, it appears that everyone's pointing at the other guy. Is it safe to assume that this was accidental?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. It may not have been intended to bring down a Malaysian airliner, but it was certainly an intentional firing of a surface-to-air missile. And this is an area of the world that's just bristling with high-powered weaponry. That's why it's so dangerous that even weapons like that can get in the hands of people who have no business having access to them.
Aviation experts are weighing in on some of this right now, and they're saying that with this plane flying at more than 30,000 feet, that's out of the reach of portable air defense missiles, that would have required a long-range missile, something that or a fighter jet, which was carrying air-to-air missiles. Are there any intelligence tools that the U.S. has at its disposal to determine whether or not this was fired from the ground to the air or air-to-air?
Oh, certainly. I'm sure that my former colleagues back in the intelligence community have a much better answer to your question than I do. But 33,000 feet is way up there, and this is not something that's accessible by a simple handheld SAM rocket launcher.
Given that, we're talking about a state actor here.
Well, it could be. Or a state actor who has made available to non-state actors some really high-powered weaponry.
When would Washington have an answer to this, whether or not they tell us about that?
Well, I think answers to the technical question you posed are available right now. Information about exactly whose hands were on the trigger, I think this could be quite some time or never that we find the answer to that question.
Is it conceivable that the Obama administration knows at least what side pulled the trigger and that they aren't going public with that information because they want to coordinate a response?
It is conceivable, but it doesn't strike me as likely. I don't see a strong incentive for the United States not to disclose that kind of information.
Unless it was perhaps the Ukrainian air defenses?
Even then, I don't see, if I were in government now, I would not be advising withholding information like that.
Well, if you did have the president's ear, what would you say to him at a time like this?
Well, I think the opportunities are limited, but I think placing the blame squarely on Russia's shoulders. Russia started this. Whoever wound up learning fired the missile. This was a Russian-instigated effort to destabilize a neighboring state, seize territory by force, and President Putin has opened up a hornet's nest in a part of the world that you don't want this kind of conflict erupting in.
I can imagine President Putin firing back with something like, how dare the United States try to politicize this issue in such a way?
He might well, but I think the history of what's happened in this region over the last 6 months began with Russian actions, and Russia bears the consequences, bears responsibility for the consequences.
Is it just coincidental that the Obama administration announces tougher sanctions the day before, you think?
You know, I've asked myself the same question. It struck me as coincidental, but it may not have been.
What next, then, do you believe, for U.S.-Russian relations?
Well, it ratchets up the consequences now. I think, as I said earlier, Russia's responsibility for instigating a problem like this, regional instability, and fomenting Russian nationalism has unforeseen consequences in this region. I think we in the United States need to be careful, the U.S. administration needs to be careful not to get so involved in a region so far from our shores that we become direct actors in the conflict. But the pressure on Russia has to increase because this is now no longer just a Russian matter, no longer just a bilateral matter between Russia and Ukraine. This is a regional, even a global challenge of the kind we thought we'd left behind in the Cold War.
Robert Hutchings is Dean of the LBJ School of Public Affairs. He is former chairman of the U.S. National Intelligence Council. Thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.